Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, come up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A university in Tokyo created an AI-generated bear encounter prediction map. Back on the bear attacks that have been going on over there in Japan.
Bear attack prediction map.
Correct.
Right. The news I've been hearing, I'm predicting you will be attacked by a bear. It is insane.
No kidding. 196 people over the last 6 months.
Do they have any reason why they think there's this massive uptake? Like, you rarely, at least in my experience, I rarely heard about Japanese bear attacks. And this year, it's like every other day.
Is there a Japanese bear season? Do they hunt bears out there? If not, then they're just effing and hibernating.
I was going to say, when do they hibernate?
I mean, they're in the same hemisphere as us, so I would assume.
Yeah, now.
You know, at the same time, yeah.
Right?
But apparently they're not.
No. Well, they still can be. It's just, if it's in the last 6 months, they're just out there whacking people.
Right. It might settle down now, right?
But. Right. A new study found ultra-processed foods were linked to harm in every major organ. We covered that earlier today.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Again, is anybody shocked?
I think the only thing that shocked me is every organ in your body.
Sure.
Like, if you have an organ, this has a negative effect on it.
But that's just our way, too. Everything that we got is microplastic now.
Right. I mean, that's one thing. I get that. I don't know. That surprised me that it was everything.
According to a new survey, Mount Rainier is shrinking. Has already shrunk.
It's cold.
Yeah.
20 feet. There's a new summit.
Right.
Which is wild.
Because, what is it, the ice cap of it is actually melting, so it's not as high anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's still the tallest in the contiguous 48, correct?
I believe so.
No.
No,
that is either Shasta or Whitney in California. I think it's Whitney. Mount Whitney.
Whitney.
Big brain on Miles.
But they're not as hard to climb, correct, Miles? Isn't Rainier like one of the toughest ones to climb?
Well, they're saying that the summit now is not even snow-capped.
Oh, really?
So, there's snow up there. We can see that.
Sure.
But wherever the top is, it's not. So, it doesn't classify as that.
Okay.
But I think Duff told me he did Shasta.
Or
Whitney. No, he did Whitney.
Oh, my.
He said it was brutal.
I'm sure. Good Lord.
Yeah, you're climbing a mountain, man.
I'm just trying to defend Rainier.
I know you're doing your best.
It's still the best one, man. It's still the best.
Yeah, it's still technically one of the hardest ones.
Although, apparently, I guess it's been rumbling a lot lately.
Don't, you read don't that say today. That. Don't say that.
No, hey, man, they're like, look, last year there was 125 earthquakes, blah, blah, blah. It's in the same amount of time, it's at over 1,000.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, look, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. They said, we're not even going to put out a warning.
Right.
We're just saying. I read that this morning. I'm like, cool.
Seems like a theory we should be able to make one giant, like, Tums or something.
And give it to them.
Yeah, it gets all riled up.
Calm down.
Just drop it in there. Like, chill out, dude.
Yeah. Mountainous antacid.
Yeah, you got a little indigestion. Like, right? A little rumble, but you're fine.
You had Mexican the night before. You know?
Get on it, Ted. Get some earth tums.
Earth tums.
Can you imagine the size of that tum in the helicopter?
That'd be kind of cool to see it, like, stop shaking. Like, all right, there we go.
God, this is a good idea. I should be like a...
It's great.
Earth Tums.
I should be like an earth scientist.
Yes, Earth Tums.
How'd you make all your money? You ever heard of Earth Tums?
I have.
Yeah. I could have saved Pompeii, my guy.
If they just had Earth Tums.
And helicopters.
And helicopters.
There's your promo. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys 90% chance of getting this one right. It is a noun and an S word, referring to luck that takes the form of finding valuable or pleasant things that are not looked for or to an instant of such luck.
Serendipitous.
Serendipity.
Close. Damn!
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Only because that's the only word I know that means all of those things.
Crappy Correct. Movie.
No, you didn't like it?
Didn't like it.
I didn't see it. Was that Michael Keaton?
No, no, John Cusack.
John Cusack.
And,
Cusack's not a sales pitch for me.
Me neither. Well, I went with a chick.
Who was the gal? I keep getting... Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now that's the sales pitch.
Yeah. All right. Is that the one where they signed the $5 bill and the book cover and then found each other again?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of liked it when I was... Or
something. Like, I just remember hating it.
I liked it when I was younger.
You know, you're probably right. The date did not end the way I thought. I got a personal feeling involved into it.
So it might not have anything to do with the movie.
Right, it's like, this movie sucks. At least there's something post-movie.
Right.
There was nothing post-movie. But it's a drop-off.
That was not serendipitous.
No, there was no serendipity about it. Loneliness-dipity.
Serendipity-do.
Have you ever run into her again, Ted?
No.
Damn.
I should have signed a book. You're right, Mike.
Oh, jeez. That was the whole bit, Steve, is that, you know, one of them signed a $5 bill with their phone number and then bought something with it. And then, you know, if you ever find that number again, that means we're meant to be together. And then the other one signed at the inside of a book cover of some innocuous book. Same thing. Puts his name in it with his phone number. And then they spend the next 15 freaking years looking inside of every book cover that they find of that book, looking at every $5 bill that they've got, looking for that phone number.
In the movie, do they get random calls from random people?
You would think.
Hey, I saw your number in this book, man.
So, not to give it away, do they ever meet up again?
You'll have to watch the movie, Miles.
It's a romance movie.
It's a rom-com,
movie.
Dude. All right, you know how it ends.
Of course they find each other.
She was
again.
Hit by a car.
But you see, he finds her and he goes to her house. But then she, you know, her house is being house sat by a friend of hers, and he's canyon yodeling. And yeah.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Puts the underwear on his head and he gets down and dirty. Well, he needs to see that there's action, and there's all you see is legs up in the air.
Okay. That's a twist I did not see.
Yeah.
Coming.
Enjoy the movie. Serendipity. 2001.
It can't help your dating life either that every date you go on in the back of your head is like, well, I'm still waiting for that girl that signed that book.
Right. Hey, girl, just so you know, I might get a phone call one of these days. And God forbid you change your number.
Everyone changes the freaking number.
I luckily have had my same number since I was 16 years old.
16?
Wow. Yeah, that's 20, cool. 20 years I've had this number.
All right.
Yeah. We're seeing a rise in what they're calling performative males in the younger generation.
Performative
males. Does that
mean
they like to sing and dance?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my swing.
You're so talented.
No, it's performative. So to me, performative is not a good thing. It's you're not being your natural self. It's not being who you are. You're being an image of what you think other people want you to be. And with the
like when I don't slap people on the light rail.
The performative male thing, I think if I read it correctly, is it is men that are kind of masking some toxic behaviors that they might have to be. Oh, no, I'm actually a very soft and gentle guy. It's like right okay. Until the doors are closed.
I think pretty much everything's performative.
Yes.
It has to be, right?
It's called work.
No, it's kind of the opposite.
So what, they're pretending to be big, tough, toxic dudes? And
no, maybe he had it right. They're pretending to be more like, oh, yeah, I'm really into
myself.
Sensitive,
yeah.
Yeah, you were right. My bad.
Right. They're just
Isn't
not.
Isn't that every guy?
Says frequently see with beverages like matcha lattes.
Exactly.
That flavor's just not good.
No, it's not. It sucks. I know that's like big around here. Guys, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's awful. And it's... To a degree, yes, we are not our full selves on that first meeting. And you shouldn't.
There's no chance.
Who you are is too much of a person. People need time to adjust to the flavor, okay?
Yeah, you need to ease into how horrible of a human being you are.
Exactly. You need to find it funny when I start showing you who
I
am.
Like I said, it's like a job interview. Your boss is lying, you're lying. If you both lie well, you get hired, they have an employee. Boom.
There you go.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A man in Florida was suspected of drunk driving, but there was a dead giveaway, Miles.
What was that giveaway?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Yep, sorry.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Memphis, Tennessee. And we're toasting him for the most clever excuse that you have ever heard in your life. That's correct. You see, he was a passenger in a car. Now, unfortunately, the driver was pulled over, and we do not know why they pulled him over, but he was. Anyway, the police found 7.5 grams of methamphetamine in his pants. Now, naturally, he denied that the meth was his, and he explained to the cops, quote, "My brother wore these underwear yesterday. I didn't know the meth was in there. If I did, I would have told you." Now, in spite of that very compelling, very realistic argument that he's wearing his brother's underwear from yesterday, turns out the cops, they just didn't believe that compelling defense. They ended up arresting him anyway and charging him with possession. Now, look, I know people go into denial about things that you know damn well you are guilty of, but that's the first excuse you thought of? Sir, we found 7.5 grams of meth in your pants. Dude, I'm wearing my brother's underwear from yesterday.
My bad.
I shouldn't have done it.
Kind of like that. So,
meanwhile, his brother's probably like, what? Yeah, again.
You wear my underwear?
Yeah.
The next day? Not washing them?
Yeah. All right. Because if he's telling the truth, that's almost grosser. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.